Well, I thought I'd tell about the most challenging job I've ever had. When I retired from my professional career, it was way too early for Medicare, but I still needed health care. So I needed a job that would have benefits, but I didn't want to work as hard as I had been working. My husband was a school bus driver, and I thought, well, I've seen other women driving school buses. Maybe I could do that. It was not really full-time because you had summers and holidays off, but it had full benefits, including health care. And so I applied, and I got the job, which is pretty easy because they always need drivers. So there are really three components that you have to really learn well when you're driving a school bus. First, it's all about the bus, this 15-ton behemoth that you have to learn how to go forwards, backwards, turn corners without going over the curb, without hitting other cars, without wiping off, you know, side view mirrors. You even have to know how to parallel park it. I can't believe that I learned how to parallel park a school bus, but I did. It was about a month of practical training, either driving along with my trainer in an empty bus or riding along with a seasoned school bus driver to see how it was done. And after about a month, I took the test at the DMV and passed. And one of the things they make you do on that test is parallel park the school bus. And if you don't think that is nerve-wracking, just try it sometime. Between two vehicles that are already there, you have to parallel park. Anyway, I did it. So the second component of being a school bus driver is behavior management, because after all, you're transporting students. I would be transporting high school and junior high school students. And this was something that was, you know, I'm a very calm, kind person. I have three children. I didn't have 45 children. So to keep order on a moving bus for safety was difficult when there were rules for the drivers. Not that I would ever hit or hurt or touch a child in a bad way, but you were not allowed to touch, to lay a hand on anyone, not even a calming hand on the shoulder to say, please settle down. You cannot touch the children. You cannot yell at the children. You can't even have a whistle to keep order because you'll hurt their little ears. I found that out when I got a whistle because they couldn't hear my voice, and I was told you can't have a whistle. So it was extremely challenging to keep order on the bus. And for safety reasons, they had to stay seated and be quiet. The third component of driving a school bus was administration. Like with any job, there were administrative duties. You had to, if there was misbehavior, you had to know how to write them up in a timely fashion, submit that to your supervisor, and then the school would handle the discipline, which wasn't very effective because it was way after the fact of anything going wrong in the bus. Also, which was way, way out of the box for me, was punching a time clock. All of my jobs prior to that were salaried jobs. I had a college degree. I was like a white-collar type of person, you know. So this was wearing a uniform, standing in line, punching a time clock was very foreign to me. So I really got a taste of a whole different element of the work world by doing that. But I hung in there, even though the training was difficult, and I thought, I need these benefits. I'm 5 years away from Medicare, you know, and I don't want to pay for my own health insurance. So the time finally came when I had to actually pick up students, that I would be on my own and drive the bus, and I was a nervous wreck. I didn't sleep the night before, and I got out there, I did the inspection, kicked the tires, checked all the lights, checked the air brakes, did everything you're supposed to do every single morning before you take that bus out. You have to do these inspections. And went over, got onto the campus, pulled up, picked up the junior high school students, so far so good, went around the back of the campus, got to the high school, picked up all the high school students, looked in the rearview mirror, everybody's seated, so far so good, I'm on my way. I got my route, I got my schedule, I think I'm going to be all right, but I was still really nervous. Pulled out onto the main street, and all of a sudden I hear all this noise in the background, rowdiness. Look in the rearview mirror. There's two high school boys standing up in the aisle fighting. One of them already has a bloody nose. Oh, my God. So you know how they say you just do what you have to do and later you can have an anxiety attack? That's exactly. I pulled right in, turned off the bus, locked the doors, picked up my radio, called for help. Within 3 minutes, there was a truant officer, my supervisor, and a policeman. They pulled the kids off the bus. The one who instigated it got a 3-month suspension. Thank God I didn't have to. And they put the other kid back on the bus because he didn't start it. And I went on my way, and I completed my route, and I drove a school bus for a whole school year and half of another school year. And then we moved to San Luis Obispo. And I did not seek another school bus driving job. Instead, I got my job coach job that I have now. But what that experience did for me was to let me know that you can teach an old dog new tricks. And I really got out of my box because I never in a million years would have ever envisioned myself driving a school bus. And I have a whole new respect for bus drivers of any kind and also semi-truck drivers. I'm much, much more courteous on the highway than I ever was to those drivers because it's so hard to stop them quickly, you know. Anyway, that's my story of a job that I had that was hard work.